Technology.ie. It's Wednesday, May 21st, 2014.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Faltestock, this is Con in the Black Knight studio, and on Skype is Frederick Herrera. Good morning, Frederick.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, Frederick. Agus fáilte go dtí an clár. Frederick, I've known you for a couple of years. You were at one point the director of the CREATE programme for media startups in the Institute of Art, Design and Technology in Dún Laoghaire, which I was a participant in some years back. You're a technologist, you're an entrepreneur, and the big story for you at the moment is that you're driving your new startup called, is it VBot or VideoBot?
Yeah, the startup is called VideoBot. The platform that we've developed is called VBot TV.
Okay, tell me about it. How did you get started on this, and who's working with you?
So we're eight people, a dream team of people focusing on the video processes. So we develop technology that encodes, transcodes, manages, and creates video players on the fly. And the end user can view these videos over a range of platforms. So we support tablets, smartphones, smart TVs, and web browsers. And the beauty of VBot TV, the VBot TV platform, is that it's very super fast, super easy to use, and content owners can start making money out of their video assets instead of splitting the cake with YouTube, for example, or not making money out of Facebook. So we're completely flipping the business model for video views.
Fred, who would use this? Who is it aimed at?
Yeah, so three kinds of clients we've approached. The first one, brands, basically, that wants to use video communications to do product reviews or to connect with their clients, their end clients. The second group is broadcasters that sits on a huge archives of videos and that are trying to connect these archives with either live broadcast or thematic content that they want to develop further. And then the third type of client would be the publisher. So it could be the portals, newspapers that really want to ramp up in terms of creating a video player that works across platforms.
So what's the problem you're solving here? What kind of services are on offer to those kind of customers right now, and where do they let them down?
Yeah, so we're solving a lot of problems. We're removing the pain of managing videos for a range of platforms and a range of audiences. And then we're providing the tools that allows content owners to charge for that video. So they basically can charge for advertising placement, or else they could set up a subscription fee to access precious video content. The difference between us and YouTube and Vimeo and all the other platforms is that it's fully configurable, it's extensible, and we give the keys to the content owners for them to do whatever suits them with access, digital rights management, placing advertising at different levels for different platforms and for different territories.
It sounds like most of the other services that you referred to there, they're geared towards, if you like, the individual, the small-time user, the small business, someone who may want a video to publish videos for one reason or another. Vimeo is targeted specifically maybe more at directorial kind of people who are different from YouTube, which is targeted as very much the amateur kind of user. But again, as you say, brands and companies and people who want to professionally exploit their video content have limitations when it comes to use those kind of services. What kind of response have you got from the market to your product?
At first, I just want to add to what you said. I said that we have encoding technology. So we have mobile video recording applications that fans, for example, can use to connect with band members, or fans can use at a live event, sporting event. So the link hasn't been fully made between YouTubers and also producers using YouTube The link hasn't been made between them and brands and broadcasters and publishers. And we believe that we have the system connecting these two groupings.
So that's another feature. And I've read about this in your documentation, Frederick, that, for example, you can, as a brand or as a sports team or as a band or whoever it might be, you can say to your fans or customers or supporters, submit your video, and then you can curate that that user submitted video and make it part of the content that you're publishing.
Correct. Yeah, that's it. We have a curation interface, annotation interface that allows a news unit or entertainment unit in a broadcaster to curate a large volume of mobile videos.
It sounds exciting. What kind of response have you got? Was what I was asking you there.
Yeah, Fred. Yeah. So the response has been great. We launched really the platform back in at the end of February, yeah. And we went to Cannes, a MIPTV trade fair. In April, at the end of April, and we went and showed our technology to leading brands, and from there we got massive traction. So next week, our team will be pitching for investment as part of the Wear Acceleration program, and I will announce a few leading brands as clients on the day. We've already secured a 3-year contract with the European Commission. So that's linking EU archives coming from broadcasters, museum, art institutions, and we're linking them into smart TV applications. So for us, that is a massive win for a small company. It also going to bring recurrent revenue into other accounts. So we will be the technology used to enable the largest cultural database in the world, and that database is Europeana. That database has 30 million items, and we're going to package these items for video channels over the next 3 years.
I'm thinking of, for example, that sounds exciting with the European Commission. Recently, Pathé made big news when they announced that their archive was being made available on YouTube. That's the kind of content that's the kind of customer, that's the kind of organization that you can offer a service to. But I imagine offer a lot more options in terms of monetization and support for that than YouTube can in the case of the Pathé archive.
Exactly. Spot on. I can take one file of Pathé and basically customize it and configure it for territories, for rights management, for players, for audience, registered users, registered audiences, and also for sponsors. That's a huge difference.
Tell me how you got started, Fred. Who are you partnered with and what are you doing? How did you get into this business and come up with this idea?
Yeah, so the idea came, I think it's a mix of things. One is that there's still a huge problem where people have a lot of videos on their smartphone and find it a huge struggle to share these videos privately to people that they trust. And it's not Facebook and it's not YouTube that is allows that to happen or that is easy to use for that to happen. So that's the background of the idea. The core team here is very focused on video. So my co-founder, Bartek, is focused on applications front-end for video interface. He's done that in the past. Myself, I've been reviewing projects in that space, multimedia asset management technologies for the last 14 years. So I kind of know where's the sweet spot in terms of linking or monetizing video assets going beyond available platforms. As you know, I was managing a startup program before. So in terms of startup development, I kind of know the to-dos and what not to-dos, de-risking the startup. And we've achieved that in a very, very short period of time.
What kind of time scale are we talking about here, Fred? When did you start?
We started last October.
Wow. And you're on the WERA program. You mentioned that and coming to your conclusion of that, and you'll be pitching for investment next week, as you say. How have you found that that program? That's the WERA program run by O2 and Telefonica in Dublin.
It's good. It raised the profile of the company. It also allows us to. I think that program is highly competitive. So I would be traveling across regions as well to sell a platform. So it's always a reference. I could hit where Germany as a base or as an office space for a few days when I travel. For example, we've signed a huge licensing agreement with a German technology company, and we will be announcing a new product before the end of this year, which is a product pitch to Red Bull. And that partnership will bring me into the German territory, so I'm likely to still liaise with Wera Germany before the end of this year, for example.
Very good. So Wera has been beneficial in terms of the connections and introductions and networking that it has facilitated.
Yes, but I'm not done with them. I hope they bring me clients.
Very good. Very good. You said to me, Fred, that your target is to be the next big video platform in the world. How are you going to do that?
So we're going to go for funding. That funding allows me to service current accounts that I have, current brands. They're massive brands. They would distribute video assets globally in a very, very fast growth areas. So these areas would be sport. They would be news. They would be entertainment. And they're very much driven by social distribution of their assets. So we're confident that by servicing the current clients, that we will grow very, very fast. But also that funding will allow me to establish a presence in the US or even in the Middle East. So they're very high growth regions that VideoBot will have to establish its presence. And from there, I think we need to... We need to price our systems accordingly let's say you have a piece of video that is shared heavily. Well, VideoBot should cash in on that because it's using our systems as video views are happening. So that's where I want to position the company in terms of traction, product market fit traction, but also scalable application and revenue models for the company.
Is it fair to say, Frederick, that that the video, online video market, we're only beginning to see really its potential, and that potential is much, much bigger than cat videos and what we've seen on YouTube?
Yes, in front of us, I'm on the Titanic and we only see the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. I guess that is true. Frederick, listen, it's been great to talk to you. I want to say, at the moment you're at what, eight employees, is that what you said?
Eight. We have five interns. As part of the Digital Skills Academy, we got selected. We're developing a product for the conference market, and that product has been deployed next week in Canada. Excellent. At the leading conference. So it's going to be called Conference TV. So if you have cat videos, you might want to rebrand our player as Cat TV. If you want cars, cars player, I'll be announcing actually a client next week. It's in the automotive sector. And the generic product for us would be called Car TV. So you can have, you know, shoe TV, whatever object you want to report on.
And that is the advantage, really. I mean, as you say, this is fully brandable and it's available on all platforms and apps and mobile devices and things like that as well. So it is very, very exciting. What are your immediate, what are your, let's say, medium-term growth plans? You mentioned to me that you need to start recruiting staff.
Yeah, as soon as possible. We're keeping an eye on good people. It's difficult to recruit specialist programming skills in relation to video. So we're looking to do clever stuff on the hardware side. We're looking to do clever stuff on mobile OS. So we're in talks with new mobile OS systems, trying to position ourselves into more of a blanket rollout of our mobile video recording application. So at the moment we're on iOS. We're about to release on Android in the next week or so, and then next month on Windows 8. So you can imagine that to optimize the video coding on devices is not that straightforward because of device limitations. So we're hoping to hire the key people in that space. Sales and marketing, of course, is a huge part of the sales, the process that we have in place. And also, we're looking for a specific person in relation to social video, more of a community manager, very focused on social video distribution. So our technology enables new models, new distribution model, and we'd like basically a really driven person that can come up with new models based on content, based on platforms, and based on rights models.
It sounds exciting, Fred, and we wish you the very best of luck with it and with your investment pitching next week. If anybody wants to give you money and invest in your company, where can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can certainly drop me a mail at fred@vbot.tv. And get in touch. We talk to, we're very quick to answer to people. Yeah. Again, our company relates to video, so we have to be very open and transparent about our products and our messaging and everything in the company. I think it's a bit like there's a company in the U.S. that is making waves in terms of the company philosophy and drive, and that company is called Buffer, B-U-F-F-E-R. And VideoBot has to go that way, basically being transparent about its business model, how can we monetize videos for clients, and really share that information as we go along, because it builds the transparency that none of the likes of YouTube or Vimeo allows content providers to get a look at.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about it, Frederick, and we wish you the very best of luck, and thanks for talking to us on technology.ie.
Thank you very much. Thanks.